You're listening to Front Row on Radio 4. The Polish composer Henryk Mikołaj-Górecki died at his home in Poland today, aged 76. He's best known for his third symphony, Sorrowful Songs, recorded with the soprano Dawn Upshaw, which he wrote to commemorate those lost in the Holocaust. He composed it in the 70s when Poland was under communist dictatorship, but it couldn't be heard in the West until 15 years later when the wall had come down. It became a worldwide hit, selling more than a million copies and thrusting the unknown Polish composer into the limelight. The story of Górecki's symphony was made into a film by director Tony Palmer for the South Bank Show in the early 90s. I spoke to him earlier on the phone.
The symphony was actually composed in 1976, but at the time he was a non-person in communist Poland, and he became increasingly a non-person as he found that all the things that he wanted to say in his music, both about the communist regime as it was then, but also about the betrayal, as he saw it, of ordinary people by fascist and dictatorial and communist governments, that was a very unpalatable message. So they tried every way to shut him up.
So he finally gets to record it in the early 90s once the Berlin Wall has come down, and you go over there and film him doing it.
I went to his house in Katowice, and there he lived extremely modestly. The CD, the famous CD with Dawn Upshaw and David Zinman and the London Sinfonietta, that was already out. And, I mean, had stood in the charts, I think, for something like 26 weeks at number one in the classic music charts. That puzzled him totally. He couldn't understand why anybody now, some 16, 17 years later, was responding to this music in the West.
Now, for your film, you took him to Auschwitz, didn't you? Tell us about that.
I'd never been to Auschwitz before. He was absolutely insistent that we went there because Katowice is only just down the road from Auschwitz. But the piece was not inspired by Auschwitz, but he told me one horrible story where he says when he was about 12, he's not Jewish, of course, but when he was 12, he was taken to see the newly liberated Auschwitz. And he remembers with his school friends walking along a gravel path. And at one point he said, I stopped and I looked down and I realized it wasn't gravel at all. It was human bones we were walking over. And he said that shock of that moment never, ever left him. So in that sense, Auschwitz was an inspiration. The second movement of the three-movement symphony was, again, inspired by scratching he had found on the walls of a Gestapo prison in Zakopane, which is not very far away. In which the girl about to be killed, presumably, had written, Mama, don't cry for me. And that had absolutely hit him. But what he really wanted to do, he told me with the symphony, was he didn't want to be simply looking back. He wanted us to understand that the times that we lived in were so appalling that somebody, somewhere, had to bear witness to this. And at one extraordinary moment in the film, he says, the rotten times under communism, our life today, the starving that goes on in Africa and other places. And he said, what madness, this sorrow, it burns inside me. I cannot shake it off. This music could not be more relevant to us today. Think of Afghanistan. This is Remembrance Week, for heaven's sake. The woman in the third song, in the third movement, is watching soldiers go by who have devastated the countryside. She's lost her son. She begs the soldiers, where is my son? Why did you kill my son? Think of the images we're seeing at the moment about Remembrance Sunday. Do you think there's a mother who attends any one of those services who has lost her son in Afghanistan is not saying the very same question? Why did you kill my son? That's why that music is so important. It sings to us about our situation today for all time.